Hi, and welcome to the Dewing Grain podcast. Dewing Grain are independent and local grain traders. From seed supply to harvest movement and storage contracts, they can offer you the best strategies to achieve the highest prices for your harvest. Each week on our podcast, we begin with the market report, giving you up-to-date information and analysis, followed by the farm chat, where we catch up on agricultural issues with a guest or two. So let's start with Andrew Dewing for this week's market report. And don't forget, you can always check current market prices on the homepage of our website, dewinggrain.co.uk.
Welcome to the market report. What follows are my thoughts or gut instincts on what the market is going to do. It is not an instruction to trade. Any decision to trade is yours. Market report for week commencing 25th of March 2024. First things first, there is not going to be a March podcast walk because we had a bit of an illness in the middle of it and didn't get around to organising it. So March is going to be no March at all. We will come back with a vengeance during April. Right, with that piece of terrible news and sadness where people don't want to get wet, it will probably ensure that, in fact, it doesn't rain, which is quite a good bit of news. That was one of our considerations, clearly. If we go walking, we get wet, and therefore, if we don't walk, it might stay dry. How about that? Let's get some excitement in this market. Some people listen to this for, I don't know, going to sleep, and other people listen to this for a little bit of an opinion. Now, opinions, the best thing about them is that they can be wrong, and I have a regular habit of doing that, but sometimes, you know, I'm right, and I dwell on that and remind you forever. So the market has changed direction. Sentiment is a very powerful thing in a market. It doesn't necessarily have to be any change of weather or any particular issue. Just everyone has a trading position and everyone has fears and opportunities of greed and things that might make the money and they worry about losing money. And so sometimes when sentiment changes direction, it's like sailing. It's easy to sail in one direction with the wind behind you. If the wind then changes, it's a little bit harder. And it's kind of like that at the moment. So I'm going to pass an opinion on what I think happens next, which is completely worthless to you. But, you know, this is how I'm thinking, and yeah, it might be of use, might not. First things first, oilseed rape, 360 for June. Finally, it's moved up, and it looks like it's going to stay in that mood. So I will come on to opinions on various crops in a yes-no moment in a minute. That seems to be quite happily trading, and there seems to be more interest in it. Good news. There's the first bit of good news. Second bit of good news. Feed barley, no longer 132x, 140x for June. A surge in price. A fabulous, you know, percentage rise of 4% or something, 5%. Point being, it's a particularly crappy price, isn't it? £140 a ton, and we all get joyous about it. But at least it is 140, not 132. So ho-hum. I don't see that particularly rising. We'll come on to new crop prices in a minute. You can make decisions about whether you sell old crop or whether you sell new crop, depending on what you want to do with your shed. So let's go straight on to old crop feed wheat, which has reached the dizzy heights of 165x for June. Bearing in mind, we saw feed wheat trade as low as 150 for sort of Feb movement. That's a significant rally, okay? A 10% rally, in fact, but like 2 months later movement. But that's a good price, and the market at the moment has been having a bit of a surge. Lack of farmer trading, you know, consumption firing away on all cylinders, and, you know, the merchants unable to get farmers to sell it, have to collect the futures, have to do all sorts of things to keep the thing rolling. But certainly, it's great to see the market go up. I think if we get a massive farmer engagement, and I think there will be farmer selling at some point, that's going to be the thing that kind of knocks it on the head. I'm hinting at my view on that one. But firstly, let's go on to new crop and tell you what's happening there and do your comparison. So oilseed rape harvest, 360, same as the spot price. So there's no point holding stuff into new crop at the moment as a direct price comparison. But there you go. Harvest, 360, is a damn sight better than storing it all year and selling it for 360 with storage costs. So that's, you know, it's a better price for next year if you look at it that way round. Feed barley for harvest, 142. If you remember, I was bidding 140 for June. So there's a couple of quid if you keep it and just sell it for harvest. That's a consideration. All of £2 a ton. It's up to you. If you did sell it and physically get the money, you would get 142 equivalent because you'd have the money in the bank. Feed wheat, harvest, 170 is about the value. That's £5 more than the June bid. Now, okay, probably July be bid about the same as the harvest price anyway. But there is an increment. There is a benefit in sitting and holding on to it. Yes, you haven't cleaned out your shed. Yes, you'll have issues putting brand new grain on top of a heap with old stuff in there. if it hasn't had a chance to get cleaned out properly, but it is a premium that you may wish to consider. And if you took it at the November price ex-farm for fee, we'd currently be 182, which is a full 12 quid premium to the harvest value. So all of this is very good, isn't it? Very positive. Not as good as it was when it was £200 a tonne, I appreciate, but it's a lot better than the misery we've been going through. So now we go on to the is it going to last, what happens next moment. And this is where we'd love it if Andrew gets it wrong, because if you can remind him that he's an idiot and he got it wrong. This is what I think is going to happen. Oilseed rape, old crop. Do I think the market will continue in this vein of 360 or slightly more? Yes, I do. I think, if anything, it's going to move up a bit more. Feed wheat. Do I think old crop feed wheat is going to continue to rally? No, I don't. I think very immediate short term, there's still life in it. Farmers are nicely busy doing other stuff. But I do think there's a whole load of farmers who have got to come to the market yet. And I think the critical pressure on that will be in May and June, when wheat comes out from farm. Futures are still sitting in store. There's going to be a big tender in May. Yes, we're going to carry some stuff into new crops, same as everybody else is. But most of our stores have to be empty, and I'm very confident that most of the other future stores are in the same position as us. So I do not think feed wheat will continue to rally. Obviously, the weather can go terribly wrong on new crop, and that would undermine it. But I'm not relying on that. And that's not a fact. That's a fantasy at this point. So feed wheat, old crop, is not going to continue to rise. There you go. That's my view. Feed barley, will it drop away from 140? Actually, I don't think it will much. It's such an incredible discount. You know, we're talking 25 quid under feed wheat prices. There isn't much downside to that, and new crop's sitting there. So I don't think feed barley's got a lot of downside to it. Does it make much difference, 138 instead of 140? No, it doesn't. But, yeah, so it's oilseed rape, yes, stays firm. Feed wheat, no. The bubble will burst on it. There will be pressure on old crop wheat. And feed barley, sideways, I think, is the direction it will go. Right, moving on to new crop and the what do I think happens next. Oilseed rape, well, that's such a crazy influenced market by so many other things. There's so few acres of rape now. We're fundamentally short in the UK. If the consumer continues to import other stuff at a premium to what you're being paid, they've got control of your market, so they'll probably keep you hemmed down. Can they keep it as low as last year's prices all the way through? Probably not. They're in very great danger of having people not bothering to grow oilseed rape. And we're certainly encouraging people down that line, because I cannot see the point in just getting screwed for the sake of supplying a firm that is cheating on you, in my view, by importing other stuff at a higher price. Feed wheat, that one is a good one, isn't it? At this precise moment, it is just traded under 93 on the NOV futures, which is a pretty hefty 15 quid above the bottom. I'm not convinced. I think the crop, all right, there's a much smaller crop and all of the things that we already know, but the crop that is in the ground is beginning to look quite good and healthy and is growing away like mad. And on top of that, there is the talk of carry over. We're carrying it over, you're going to carry it over, other people are going to carry it over. I think there'll be an excessive amount carried over from one year to the next by normal standards, namely because lots of farmers haven't got as many tons of new crop wheat anyway, and it's that tonnage that plugs the gap. So do I think it'll get to 200 on the NOV futures again? Possibly. The sentiment is certainly very like on fire at the moment, and that might just spook the odd consumers. It looks cheap compared to the last 2 years. But do I think it's going to steam up there? No, I don't. I think you need a really bad weather event for that to happen. Now, if that happens, I'll change my view, and obviously that'll be based upon the weather change. At this second, there is not enough to convince me. Right, there's potential of things that could happen, everyone talks about, but that's people talking their book. At this moment, I think new crop is having a good rally, and new crop, don't forget, will be undermined by one, the carryover, bringing the crop up to the size it should be for our consumption. Two, our price is above French. We cannot export. There's no opportunity to get stuff out on boats, so you're limited to certain homes. So certain areas will be surplus, and certain areas will be deficit as usual. And thirdly, imports. There have already been trades done on corn and wheat for new crop on imports, which will bump up the volume of supply as well. So don't make the mistake of driving through Spalding, looking at the wet fields, going, oh, there isn't a crop, we need to go crazy long of it, because it isn't really relevant that this country isn't going to produce enough. It's got stock of enough, it's got other stuff coming into the country, it will undermine the price eventually. We won't keep trading at this premium to French wheat. And we certainly won't export anything. So finally, in the bite-sized Doing Grain podcast, there's no farm chat this week because we've been full on. So it is just a few more moments of me and then silence for another week and no podcast walk. What a terrible, terrible month March has been. Malting barley. People want to know about how the state of the crop of malting barley is. Firstly, it's late. Optimum plantings first week of March, first, second week of March. We've actually got into it in depth this week, which is fine. That doesn't make that much difference. It does have a yield effect, very probably. And the French have certainly been a good 3 to 4 weeks behind schedule. So their yield is definitely down. Scandinavia has still had snow last week. It's still wet. The north of this country is very, very wet indeed. But it's not necessarily the optimum moment exactly right now. It would be great if they could get on, but there's plenty of time because of the daylight hours they have up there. So there is going to be a crop, and Norfolk will produce its usual low nitrogen, perfect, lovely distilling barley to a reasonably high quantity. There will not be as many acres as originally planned because people have definitely skipped out into SFIs. And there are a number of fields that are too heavy and too wet to get on with now. And we're going to be pressing into April at the end of this coming week. So it isn't going to be optimum yield. It isn't going to be optimum crop. But there is a crop coming. I think that market, thankfully, has had enough fears, soaked worries, to make the market move up 10 or 15 euros a ton. And I think that's a fairer price than where we were trading. So it's not miserable price dropping, it's going to be 180 for malting barley before you know it type mood. I think you're going to be in the 200s. And I think there is enough troubles out there to say that if I was a maltster, I could look at the stocks, I could look at the potential production that everyone's been writing down. I would skip a load of tonnage off the top of that because the yield's going to be lower, the acreage is going to be lower. Yes, there's on paper enough, but you're relying very heavily on very good, perfect weather. And that is the one thing that never, ever seems to happen anymore. So with that positivity for farmers in terms of price, I shall end this week's podcast and wish you all very well. And the next time when you hear from me, it will be April. With that, goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get updates on new episodes and follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at Doing Grain. Alternatively, you can call us on 01263 731 550 or email info@doinggrain.co.uk.